Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Friday, May 1st edition of Talk Back. Good to have you along this morning. I'm Peter Christian. That is Mr. Nick Christensen over there. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy May Day, everybody. Is this like, I know it's not summer yet, but it sure looks like it out there. We're absolutely loving this blue sky and sunshine. It's great. All right, so what's going on with you folks? We have open phones coming up this hour, and then we have special guests coming into the studio at 8:30. We have Jesse Ramos at 8:30, and then Russ Cleveland, who's a Democratic candidate for the Montana Western District congressional seat. He's going to be joining us from 9 to 10. So we just need to find out what's going on with you folks. It is open phones at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. If there's something happened around the world or in the or up your street, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you today. And my wife and I are again hosting our exciting, fabulous, wonderful, absolutely perfect 2-year-old grandson, Jakey Bakey. He is in our house right now, and we're having a great time with him. We have a bubble mower. I discovered.
I had one of those as a kid. The pop, 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 right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it actually shoots bubbles out, which is.
Oh, well, okay. That's way fancier than mine. Mine was just like a little dome with little balls in it. But yeah. So this one has actual bubbles.
Yeah. You put the bubbles in the little container there and you push it and the bubbles come out the top and it is just a delight. For a 2-year-old, so
yeah, I can imagine.
And of course, Grandpa was playing with it too, just to find out how it worked. I mean, not for my own enjoyment, but merely for educational purposes.
So you need to get him like a little mini mower now. I mean, he's almost old enough for that. Help you mow the lawn. Let's get extra work in out of him.
Well, I do have an electric lawnmower. So what I'll do is I'll probably put him on my shoulder. No, I won't do that.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Got to be careful. Yeah, but anyway, we're having fun with Jakey and of course my daughter Jenna and her husband David are here as well. They're spending a lot of time with Luke.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because he just had a birthday recently, right?
He certainly did. Yes, he did. And
how long are they here for?
They're here all weekend, and they'll be leaving, I think, Sunday afternoon.
Okay,
getting on the Big Bird back to Seattle.
So we were able to pry you away for a couple hours for the show here, and then you'll run back over and get back to playing, huh?
I will run back over and not necessarily playing. We're just going to be administrating.
Oh,
the play that's going on. But anyway, yeah.
I figured Grandma and Grandpa would be stuck babysitting duties while Mom and Dad got to go play a little bit and had some fun.
It's amazing how you know people your age, your own age, so well.
Uh-huh. Like I said, I have my sister and brother-in-law are here, and my 1-year-old niece Beverly. Their child, obviously. So right. I know all about using Grandma and Grandpa's babysitting. So,
well, it's not babysitting. It is care.
That's what you call it. Yeah.
No, we're having a great time with Jakey. He's a lot of fun, and he's learning new words all the time.
Mm.
And so I'm constantly amazed at the vocabulary of a little over 2-year-old.
It's got to be a little tough too, because obviously they're in Seattle. So I know you get, I know Lorna gets to see him quite a bit, but you don't get to see him as much. But it's like, I bet at this age, even that time difference, like you probably are like, oh wow, how much he's learned in such a short time.
You bet. And we do have a FaceTime, of course, and
true,
and we get to talk to him all the time. Usually just after he gets out of bed, with his hair all weird looking, and, you know, it's kind of fun. So we take pictures of that and put it in the album, and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
There's nothing like being a grandparent, because you get to take the child and hand it back. So we're going to take a break. Come right back after this. Please stay with us.
Support for Talk. Dennis Bragg with a very nice spring forecast as we head into the weekend. Mostly sunny Friday and much different than a week ago, with those afternoon highs reaching the low 70s. A little warmer in the mornings, too, with lows returning into the 40s, so more typical for this time of the year. Saturday will be partly sunny. We do have passing systems in Canada to the north and across the Great Basin in the south. That'll bring a few clouds into the mix Saturday night. But sun returns on Sunday, continues into Monday with highs in the mid to upper 70s.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Welcome back to Talk Back. It's open phones until 8:30, and then we have guests coming into the studio, and on the phone, I should say. Jesse Ramos is going to be joining us on the phone for Americans for Prosperity. Looking forward to that. But right now, we're looking forward to hearing from you. We want to find out what's going on with you. Open phones is always fun, and it's absolutely free. So just pick up the phone, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And since we're talking to a statewide audience right now, we would love to hear from folks who maybe are new to Talk Back. If you live in eastern Montana or southwest Montana or wherever you might be, and you're listening to Talk Back maybe for the first time, we would like to get introduced to you. Just give us a call at 406-721-1290, and we'd love to put you on the air and find out what's on your mind.
So, yeah, that'd be great. Hopefully we get some calls. And in lieu of calls, I know Dennis led his news with this, and I did a article on it yesterday, but yesterday, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson invoked supervisory control over Gallatin County Attorney Audrey Cromwell.
Wow.
According to Knutson, she failed to follow the law and issue a memorandum clarifying that Gallatin County may share confidential criminal justice information with U.S. ICE for civil immigration enforcement functions on April 2nd, earlier last month. He sent a letter to Cromwell demanding that she rescind her unlawful policy, refusing to recognize ICE as a criminal justice agency and share CCJI with them. Knutson said Cromwell had until 4 days, she had 4 days to rescind the policy, or he would take immediate action to ensure state law is followed. And here's a quote from him. He said, "In Montana, we support our law enforcement officers and federal agents like ICE officers are no exception. County Attorney Cromwell's policy is a flagrant violation of state and federal law and puts the safety of Gallatin County residents at risk just to make a political statement. ICE is very clearly a criminal justice agency that needs access to confidential criminal justice information and to keep Montanans safe. Ms. Cromwell does not have the authority to obstruct the cooperation between local, state, or federal law enforcement agencies. If she doesn't rescind the policy immediately, I'm prepared to act." So he said that on April 2nd.
Right.
And then
that's a month ago.
And then he said Cromwell has since doubled down on her policy by refusing to do so. He wrote yesterday, "The cognitive dissonance in your reply is astounding. You have now sworn under oath that there is no policy regarding sharing CCJI with ICE, yet you also maintain that under your novel interpretation of Montana law, Gallatin County will not share CCJI with ICE for civil immigration enforcement purposes without a court order. Both things cannot be true." So Knutson is exercising limited supervisory control over Cromwell's office, directing her to do two things: share confidential criminal justice information with ICE for all lawful purposes, including civil administration, immigration matters, and then two, produce all documents, records, and communications related to the matter, and specified in Attorney General Knutson's April 30th letter. He said she now has 30 days to produce the record. So,
wow.
Yeah, a little back and forth there with Gallatin County.
Well, I can this kind of thing is going on all over the country right now with the authorities saying this is how it's supposed to be, and the communities are saying no, it's not. And so we have our own authority, you know, whatever it might be, and the people with the power usually win. So we'll see what happens there in Gallatin County. And I think are we doing okay here in Missoula? As far as I know, as far as our local authorities are obeying all the laws.
Yeah, obviously, I haven't heard anything.
You bet. So. All right. Well, that's interesting. Bozeman. I'm not sure. Bozeman's usually a pretty conservative town, so. I don't know how that's working over there.
Yeah, like you said, that's all I know. That's just where we're at right now. So obviously, ICE, it's a sensitive topic with people right now with everything that went on a couple months ago. And so I'm assuming that that's part of why we're dealing with this right now. But yeah, it's, I mean, there are laws on the books. And so Attorney General Knutson is, you know, he is doing what he has to do.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's what ICE stands for. And as you know, there have been ICE problems throughout the country. Flare-ups in Minnesota, there was one. There's flare-ups in other states here in the country, and where people are saying ICE is maybe doing the wrong thing, or perhaps it is an agency that needs to be reformed somehow. But whatever your opinion on that might be, it's still the law. And when law enforcement says to do something, it's probably a pretty good idea to do it. So. Anyway, well, the numbers, phone number 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We would love to hear from you and find out what's on your mind during this open phone segment that will continue until 8:30. And then Jesse Ramos is going to be joining us on the phone from Americans for Prosperity. So
our friend Dennis had some news out of Billings that he shared in lieu of calls. We want to hear from you guys. But Dennis said Billings leaders are calling for review and reform of the city's domestic violence policies following the apparent murder of a local woman this past weekend. Bail has been set at $3 million for Tanner Grove, who's been charged with killing his wife over the weekend and leaving her body in a car near Hardin.
Wow.
MTN News is reporting that Grove remained silent during his court appearance on Tuesday, with the judge defaulting to an initial not guilty plea. Prosecutors say Grove killed his wife, with the pair going through a divorce since last year. Although she had a restraining order issued last fall, there were indications she may have left willingly with Grove before her disappearance last week. So they're looking into that.
You bet. All right. So 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. We got about a minute or so before we need to take a commercial break. So do we probably have time to take a phone call? Should we wait? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Okay. Well, we'll just get Jeff started and then cut him off.
No, not doing that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. So by the way, if you have a question or a comment about what's going on TalkBack, maybe if you're new to TalkBack, you've never heard the show before, and there it is on your radio. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. It's a talk show, so we'd love to talk with you. And the phone number, again, is 406-721-1290. You can also dial toll-free, if there's such a thing, 1-800-568-5309, to be a guest on TalkBack and to state your opinion or whatever might be on your mind, especially during open phones, which will continue now until 8:30. We have special guests coming in. And we also, at 9 o'clock this morning, this being Friday, we will have the crime report with Matt Jennings, our Missoula County attorney. So we're looking forward to that as well. All right. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to be talking with Russ Cleveland. So stay with us.
TalkBack is sponsored. There is an old saying, the only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing. But when it comes to COPD, knowing the signs can mean the difference between life and death. COPD is a chronic lung disease that may be caused by genetics, frequent lung infections, or irritants like smoke, fumes, dust, or chemicals. The most common cause of COPD is cigarette smoke, but anyone can get COPD. Despite being the third leading cause of death worldwide, millions of people have COPD symptoms but still go undiagnosed. Wisdom might come with aging, but symptoms like shortness of breath, tightness in your chest, coughing, and wheezing shouldn't. If you find yourself struggling to keep up with other people your age, or if you get short of breath walking up the stairs, it's time to talk to your doctor. COPD does not yet have a cure, but it is treatable. Early diagnosis and proper care can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, visit copdfoundation.org.
Hi there, it's Scott from Pentatonix. So from the beginning of our journey in music, the foundation has been music education. It's so incredibly important that we continue to show kids the importance of music in our schools, in our homes, and even in the car. Music is such a powerful expression of emotion and individuality, and we are responsible for keeping the love for music alive. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Folks on the phone, let's get right to it and say good morning to Jeff. Jeff, you're first up on open phone, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Montana. Nothing serious. I just wanted to kind of call you a little bit on what you said earlier at the intro. As you were saying that the only reason that you were out there a little jakey in the bubble machine was that to figure out how it worked. You have often said on this show, and I'm going to paraphrase, you have it down better than I do, but that you may have to grow old, but you can remain immature forever.
Amen. You're only young once, but you can be immature forever. Yeah, I gotcha.
That's the one. So I'm just calling you out on your bovine scat there. You did it because you liked it.
This is true. It was fun.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was it.
All right. Well, thanks, Grandpa Jeff. I appreciate that. Keeping me honest. I appreciate that. Mike is standing by. He's calling from Bozeman. Mike, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. What's on your mind, please?
I just wanted to say, as a 74-and-a-half-year-old, fourth-generation native son of the state of Montana,
all right,
that this little thing going on with our county attorney is a tumor that got started as a cell of cancer with Barack Obama, and the political left has not been stopped, and it's making those of us who are of the background that I am feel more cornered and more cornered and more cornered, and I don't like it, and that's my thought.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it. Tom is up next. Tom, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. What's on your mind, please?
Yeah. Am I on now, Peter?
Yes,
sorry.
Yes, you are. You're on TalkBack live. Go ahead, please.
Thanks. You know, I think we should change the name of ICE and call it the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and therefore it will be nice.
That would be much less threatening. Absolutely. All right. Thanks for the call.
Oh, that was it.
Okay. All right. I guess, a simple point. Rick is standing by. Rick, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hi, Rick. Go ahead, please. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, you must cut the other caller off because I just came on all of a sudden. Hey, this is kind of a question. It's not a super serious question, but it's Nick being the sportsman that he is. I was reading this morning on the KGBO website, greatest Montana athletes from A to Z. And I was wondering if Nick or you had ever heard of a Missoula athlete from Sentinel High School called Gene Davis. Nick, have you heard of him?
Well, Nick's on the phone right now. But from what I remember, I believe Gene Davis might have been a wrestler, but I could be wrong.
He was, and I'm a little disappointed he wasn't included in the greatest athletes from Montana A to Z. He was a first four-time Montana State wrestling champ, national champion for Oklahoma, and a third-place finisher for Oklahoma.
Wow!
Plus a two-time Olympian and a bronze medalist in the Olympics. And I was just a I was a little disappointed that because he was probably the first what I would consider one of the one or two first great athletes to ever come out of Montana, and he was a Missoula Sentinel product. And I had the pleasure of meeting him when I was a youngster at a wrestling clinic. He wrestled for Athletes in Action, a wow. Christian organization.
Right.
And anyway, I was just a little disappointed that he wasn't included. I don't know if it was a deleted, nobody's heard of the guy or anything like that. And I know he's old right now, but, you know, they featured Mike Zadek, who was a four-time state champion from Great Falls, and him and his brother coached the Olympic freestyle team, and they're very famous, and they're very relevant right now. So anyway, I just did a little disappointed right. in that deletion. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, and let's move on and get Elena on. Elena, go ahead. You're on TalkBack, please. Hi, Elena.
Hi. I don't know how quick I can make this. As far as Austin Knutson versus Audrey Cromwell, Knutson, to me, is a sexist because he's not treating Granite County attorney the same way, and they violated here my First Amendment right to public speaking. Very interesting, and I'm not finished with it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call. Do we have time to take another call?
Yeah, we'll try. This is Taj.
Taj, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, shout out, Granite County resident myself, but calling on a different note. Got uncles that are Republicans, uncles that are Democrats, third generation Montanans. I want us to really audit the Federal Reserve. On another note, though, to do something about the homeless, too, in Missoula. Our organization, Express to Speak, it's Missoula Gives Day. We're not asking for anything, but we're giving back to the community to have creative ways with business owners to put the pressure back on the city to help out with the homeless and the 3% tax increase that took place. And so we're out here just solving solutions. We just wanted to put that out in the air today. Montana Sun, I love our state. Oral DePlata, thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Yeah, 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. We have a hard break coming up here in just a moment, so we don't have time to take another call right now, but we will when we come back from the break. And we have a special guest coming up at 8:30. Is that right,
Tim? Yeah, Jesse Ramos. He'll be calling here shortly, and we'll have him from 8:30 to 9, and then, like you said, the crime report right at 9, and then right after that, it'll be Russ Cleveland. So a lot of show left the last hour and a half here.
You bet. So I would encourage you to tune in, and if there's a guest on that you'd like to visit with, hey, the phone lines will be open at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5. TalkBack is brought to you.
Dennis Bragg with a very nice spring forecast as we head into the weekend. Mostly sunny Friday and much different than a week ago, with those afternoon highs reaching the low 70s. A little warmer in the mornings, too, with lows returning into the 40s, so more typical for this time of the year. Saturday will be partly sunny. We do have passing systems in Canada to the north and across the Great Basin in the south. That'll bring a few clouds into the mix Saturday night. But sun returns on Sunday, continues into Monday with highs in the mid to upper 70s.
There's an old saying, the only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing. But when it comes to COPD, knowing the signs can mean the difference between life and death. COPD is a chronic lung disease that may be caused by genetics, frequent lung infections, or irritants like smoke, fumes, dust, or chemicals. The most common cause of COPD is cigarette smoke, but anyone can get COPD. Despite being the third leading cause of death worldwide, millions of people have COPD symptoms but still go undiagnosed. Wisdom might come with aging, but symptoms like shortness of breath, tightness in your chest, coughing, and wheezing shouldn't. If you find yourself struggling to keep up with other people your age, or if you get short of breath walking up the stairs, it's time to talk to your doctor. COPD does not yet have a cure, but it is treatable. Early diagnosis and proper care can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, visit COPDFoundation.org.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hey, welcome to the Friday, May Day edition of Talkback. 721-1290 is our number. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. And we're privileged to have with us on the phone Jesse Ramos with Americans for Prosperity. Jesse, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to talk to you, Nick. It's been too long.
It has been a while. Now, the last time we talked was probably a couple of years ago, but I want to find out, I want to catch up. Well, what have you been up to with your organization and your family?
Yeah, no, but really appreciate that. So, been, you know, I got a taste of the freedom bug, well, at least trying to pursue freedom on the city council, and then transitioned over to the largest conservative group in the country, which is Americans for Prosperity, and I serve as the state director for AFP here in Montana.
So what does AFP do?
So right now we are we kind of do it all. We've got a 501c3 foundation where we try to advance limited government principles through charitable work. Then we have a C4, which is our policy wing, which is where we try to get at the state level good policy champions elected to office and good policies passed in Helena and across the country. And then we have our super PAC, of course, which gets involved in federal races to try and get federal policy champions elected into office across the country.
Well, now, Jesse, you've been involved with Americans for Prosperity for several years. And now, were you one of the founders or did you just join the organization?
No, that's a great question. So our organization was founded in 2004 by David and Charles Koch out of Wichita, Kansas.
Right.
And since then, we've grown to well over 100,000 donors across the country. And so definitely not. I think maybe you guys have a chance to talk to Henry Kriegel. He was one of the earliest people that worked at the AFP Montana chapter. And so he kind of started that. But I got with AFP pretty much, I don't know, 2 weeks after I got off the city council. So.
So what drew you to that organization? Obviously, I know that when you were on the council, it was a lively time.
Yeah, I'm sure that I am sorely missed by those folks over there. But it just kind of drew me. I've worked with AFP throughout kind of my council term, off and on things from just trying to get folks to testify on. Lower property taxes, worked a little bit on zoning reforms and some other things like that in Helena, and then, of course, tried to work to get some TIF reform over in Helena. But that was what drew me to them. And again, they're the largest right-of-center grassroots organization in the country. And so, you know, anybody that's trying to lower taxes and restrict the government is a friend of mine.
You bet. Well, we do have a caller on the line that wants to visit with you right now. It's Jeff. Jeff, good morning. You're on with Jesse Ramos. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. It's been a while. I wonder what happened to you.
Yeah. Still there.
I've noticed a lot of flyers around here, different folks. I live up here in Lake County, so it's Finley Warden is one of the newcomers, and I plan on voting for him. But I noticed that AFP has put out a lot of these flyers, and I'm wondering, is that your doing? Or it seems like it's an increased presence, at least here in Western Montana, and I'm wondering what's going on with that.
Well, appreciate that question. So you bring up a good point. So AFP has ultimately gotten involved in a lot more Republican primaries this cycle under my leadership. as state director, and the driver for that is that this last session in Helena, unfortunately, instead of shrinking the size and scope of government, grew the size and scope of government. And so, again, AFP is a nonpartisan organization, and so that means that we do go after Republicans that grow the government as well as Democrats that grow the size and scope of government. And so Finley is running against an opponent up there that unfortunately voted for a progressive property tax bill, voted to grow the state budget by double digits, voted to expand Obama's Medicaid expansion, and a whole slew of other things up there that unfortunately happened. And so we are getting involved to try and get some good policy champions elected.
Super. Appreciated it. It's a welcome presence. I'm not complaining at all. I'm not, even though it means my mailbox filled up faster, but it's good. Good to see you guys out there active, and I appreciate it. I think
Jeff,
I know you didn't call on this, but I think an F9 needs to go.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to come right back. Our special guest on the phone, Jesse Ramos with Americans for Prosperity. Phone lines open 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We'd love to have you be a part of the conversation as we continue after this quick timeout. So please stay with us.
Talkback is brought to you. There's an old saying, the only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing. But when it comes to COPD, knowing the signs can mean the difference between life and death. COPD is a chronic lung disease that may be caused by genetics, frequent lung infections, or irritants like smoke, fumes, dust, or chemicals. The most common cause of COPD is cigarette smoke, but anyone can get COPD. Despite being the third leading cause of death worldwide, millions of people have COPD symptoms but still go undiagnosed. Wisdom might come with aging, but symptoms like shortness of breath, tightness in your chest, coughing, and wheezing shouldn't. If you find yourself struggling to keep up with other people your age, or if you get short of breath walking up the stairs, it's time to talk to your doctor. COPD does not yet have a cure, but it is treatable. Early diagnosis and proper care can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, visit copdfoundation.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air we were breathing was dangerous. Veterans like us are now eligible for new VA care and benefits based on when and where we served. Apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
Welcome back to TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number. Peter Christian here. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls, producing TalkBack. Our special guest on the phone right now is Jesse Ramos, Americans for Prosperity. And we have a caller on the line, a couple of callers on the line for you. Dave is up first. Dave, good morning. You're on with Jesse.
Yeah, good morning. About your organization, from my reading, that it has had a rocky relationship with Donald Trump, at times supporting him and some of his issues, but actually campaigned against him to become president. And now the organization appears to be moving more nonpartisan. Is that your view of the situation?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Dave. So it is true that in 2024, we got involved in the presidential Republican primary as well, mostly due to the fact that there were some concerns about whether or not the president could win. Obviously, he did win, and we were proud to partner with the president to get the One Big Beautiful Bill over the finish line. We're also proud to partner with him on the A250 celebration. So We are definitely working with the president and certainly appreciate the great work he is doing. And certainly, I think, just recognize that in this country, we all have different points of view. And sometimes we get involved in elections and sometimes it's messy. But at the end of the day, we just want to move the ball downfield and shrink the size and scope of government. We certainly do still have disagreements with the president on anything from tariffs to foreign policy. But we're proud to partner with the president to get some good stuff over the finish line, like the One Big Beautiful Bill, which I think without question is one of the most transformational bills that we've seen in a generation. And so that is a great question. And then, again, in terms of the nonpartisanship, we've always gotten involved in Republican primaries and in general elections because at the end of the day, folks that come out of the primary have obviously a better than most chance of winning the general, and policy matters. And it's not just about getting somebody with an R next to their name or a D next to their name. It's about somebody that's actually going to limit the size and scope of government.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Dave. And that means Harry is next. Harry, good morning. You're on with Jesse Ramos. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. Talking about Trump, I understand you worry about the deficits, and I understand that's one of the biggest threats, according to a lot of people, that the debt is our existential threat to this country. But yet, Trump took him 5 months to add another trillion to our debt. So, I mean, the silence is deafening. From what I don't hear you people yelling about that, and all this money was being spent over in Iran for a war that we really didn't need. I don't hear anything complain about that. So, where's the outcry?
Harry, it's good to hear from you. Yeah, that's a great question. I think that you'll find that at least AFP, I think, and a lot of other groups, we do very much sound the alarm about the national deficit and the national debt, which unfortunately is a bipartisan issue in driving that thing up. But we completely agree that it is absolutely a national security threat to this country, and absolutely is something that needs to be dealt with. Unfortunately, neither party seems interested in taking the hard votes needed to reduce that. And so, unfortunately, again, we're left in this almost impossible quagmire where everybody sees the edge of the cliff. Nobody quite knows where it is, but our country seems hell-bent on steering directly towards it. And so, again, I think you'll hear a lot of outcries, at least from AFP, about the fact that we need to do something about our national debt before something is done where we have no other choice than to deal with it with hard cuts and very difficult situations. So we agree with you 100%. We got to get this thing done. We got to get it done quickly. But the question is, where will there ever be the will in Congress when ultimately, at the end of the day, the American people, they talk about the debt being a big, big issue, which it is. But then when you actually talk about specific things to want to cut, nobody wants to cut anything. And so that's kind of the dynamics the politicians are involved in, and something that, again, AFP will continue to drive principled budgeting forward. That's a good question.
Okay, yeah, just that right now the Republicans are in power, so to say it's both sides is true, but, you know, they're the ones who could do something if they had the guts to do it. So thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. As far as the Americans for Prosperity, what specifically are you advocating to help the government basically live within its means?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have supported there's a bill that we had that I think would have been fantastic. That was there's actually several things within the One Big Beautiful Bill, which unfortunately got stripped out by the parliamentarian. And as we all know, reconciliation is unfortunately, with this gridlock that we have in Washington, the only way that we can get things across the finish line. And so there were definitely some great reforms to entitlement programs, to spending, to the budgeting process. There was a great bill called the RAINS Act, which is regulations from the executive in need of scrutiny, which was something that we championed, which very much would have helped on the federal spending, more or less, it helps in terms of debt of unleashing our economy and really would allow us to grow. So essentially what happens, Peter, is a lot of folks think that the laws in this country are passed by Congress. They think they're passed by the House, by the Senate, signed into law by the president. Unfortunately, the bulk of regulatory laws in this country are actually passed by unelected bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Just in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, there was trillions of dollars in costs of regulations passed by unelected bureaucrats in the executive agency. And so to Harry's point, this national deficit is really scary. It's not going to be solved simply by cutting. We're going to have to grow our way out of it, too. So there's a lot of good things that AFP is advocating for within the One Big Beautiful Bill. And again, unfortunately, a lot of that stuff got stripped out by the parliamentarian. And so to Harry's point, the Republicans do have control of Congress
now. We're up against a hard break. Yeah. Jesse, we're going to come right back and finish that thought when we come back from the break. 721-1290 is our number. Our guest is Jesse Ramos. We'll be back.
75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
You've been diagnosed with COPD, but breathing is getting harder. Everyday activities take more effort, and life feels smaller. Is this you? If your COPD is getting worse, there are options to help you breathe easier. Learn more at isthisyoucopd.org.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. And Talk Back now statewide. There you go. We're talking right now with Jesse Ramos with Americans for Prosperity. Jesse, please continue on with what you folks are doing and how you're doing everything possible to try to bring us more prosperity.
Wonderful. Well, we're doing a lot of stuff, as some of the callers have noted, very close to home, as mentioned, kind of at the top of the hour. We're really trying to get good policy champions elected so that we can have a great legislative session coming up in 2027. In the governor's last term as governor, really want to give him a great send-off by getting some great policies to his desk. To cement his legacy, I think, is a really transformational governor here in Montana. And obviously, to do that, he needs good partners over in the legislative branch, and that's what we're trying to provide.
And so how are you going about doing that? Are you actively recruiting people? Or are you waiting for them to come to you? How's that working?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have five field directors across the state of Montana. Missoula, Great Falls, Helena, Billings, Bozeman. And so those folks are out in the community talking to volunteers, talking to voters, talking to constituents. And we definitely have identified some candidates throughout kind of that process and really encourage them to run for office here in Montana. And so we have been, I think, definitely instrumental in that. And then what we do is we determine within an organizational standpoint if we want to endorse these candidates. We've actually engaged in 13 races in the Republican primary in Montana this cycle. So that is coming up on June 2nd. And again, that is really going to, I think, in terms of state government, that is the most critical election that we've seen in a while, because it's going to determine if the Democrat minority governs the state, like happened last session, or if there's going to be a true free market policy majority that governs the state next legislative session in 2027 and actually get some good things over the finish line.
Well, there certainly was a problem in the last session when some Republicans decided to switch over and help the, if you will, quote, the other side, end quote. And that came as a blow to a lot of folks.
Yeah, and again, it was more so again about policy over the party. If they partnered with the Democrats to shrink the size and scope of government, I don't think anybody would have had a problem with that. But unfortunately, as mentioned, they partnered with the Democrats and gave the Democrats their preferred budget. Pretty much every single Democrat voted for the budget, with just a handful of Republicans supporting the property tax bill, which, as you all know, is a passion of mine. Mm. Property tax reform and House Bill 231 was a horrible bill. And the Democrat preferred bill, the majority of Democrats and a small minority of Republicans voted to get that thing over the finish line. And then same with Obamacare's key pillar, which was Medicaid expansion, which was passed. That's going to cost around $100 million to the state of Montana for the next 10 years, every year. And so that was something, again, that happened. And then some great bills like school choice got killed. The RAINS Act at the state level, which I just mentioned, got killed. We had some judicial reform bills, which would have been fantastic, that also got killed by that same coalition.
So are you encouraged now? I mean, you had some disappointments, but are you encouraged in the last maybe minute or so, a minute and a half we have to, time together?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very encouraged. A lot of good folks are out there. We've got hundreds of volunteers across the state knocking doors, making phone calls for these candidates. They're hearing great things at the doors. They're hearing folks that really want to change, and they really want Montana to live up to its kind of red state promise, which is, again, to keep the government out of everybody's everyday lives and leave people alone and allow them to be free and prosperous without government intervention.
So how's the recruiting going for the legislature?
Great question. So, like I mentioned, we've got 13 candidates that we are supporting, and then there's some other great candidates that we just didn't have the bandwidth to support that are running. So I think all in all, it's going to be a very contentious primary. There's been a lot of money spent on both sides of this race. I think it's going to be by far the most expensive Republican primary in history. I just saw that the folks, the Republicans, on the other side, they just got $250,000 from a group called the Wayback Pack, which is supporting Seth Bodnar. So it's interesting. Birds of a feather seem to flock together.
Well, yeah, it's going to be an interesting race for those House seats and of course, for this seat for Senator Daines as well.
Oh, absolutely. It is definitely going to be, and we're certainly keeping our eye on that, too, our super PAC is. So stay tuned if there's any developments for AFP's involvement in those races.
So real quickly, how can we contact Americans for Prosperity if folks want to donate or become a part of it?
So the easiest way is just go to AFPMontana.com or just Google AFP Montana. That'll take you right to our website. Would love to get involved with
Fantastic.
Folks. Go from there.
Jesse, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much, and look forward to another visit sometime soon.
Same here. Thank you very much, Nick and Peter. Always great to hear from you.
Great. And thanks for joining us. We have the 9 o'clock hour coming up on Talk Back here in just a few moments, so please stay with us.
This is the Montana News Network's Talk Back. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
The views and opinions expressed on Talk Back are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning. And let's get our Friday tradition. We have Matt Jennings waiting to talk with us with the crime report. Matt, good morning. Missoula County Attorney, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Peter. Doing really well. Thanks. It's a beautiful Friday. This week in Missoula County, we charged 13 new felony informations, which are the charging documents that we use to bring somebody into the court process. And luckily, this week wasn't as violent as some of them that we've had recently. Only a couple weeks ago, we had 8 violent crimes, 8 violent felonies, and we had half of that this week at 4. Unfortunately, 2 of those were assault on minors, and there was an 8-year-old child and then a under 3-year-old child that were abused by their parents, and we just take those so extremely seriously. There's very few things that are worse in our world. And we try and hold that offender accountable and make sure that these types of things don't happen again. We had 3 property crimes, and this week we had some bad check cases, and we still get a lot of these, even though checks aren't used as often as they used to be. One of them that was really interesting this week, Peter, is at the Grizzly Rodeo fundraiser, which I've been to a few times. Is about one of the best events you can go to in Missoula. Somebody bought some auction items for up to $20,000 and wrote some bad checks to get those. And so you're ripping off students, you're ripping off a nonprofit, and you're ripping off people that donate those photos, or I guess in this case a painting, sorry. And for money that's no good. Checks are still valid and real and used in our society, but I got to warn businesses out there and folks like nonprofits that you really got to watch this now. It feels like a real disproportionate number of checks that we see written are not valid. They're on closed accounts or they're stolen from somebody else. And on large ticket items like this, we might want to really demand people bring cashier's check in or some other sort of proof of ability to pay. So we're going to prosecute that to the fullest. And then we had a couple other fraud-related instances. One was $46,000 that was stolen over a series of sort of fictitious withdrawals from bank accounts using a fake ID. And we get a lot of these, and they're kind of growing. Criminals are getting a little more sophisticated on some of their financial crimes. And then we had one failure to register case, which was a pretty serious offender that had been convicted of a sex crime years ago and was not in compliance with his conditions in this community. Those run a real gamut. Sometimes it's someone just not updating their address, and sometimes it's somebody really trying to hide from their prior actions in society so people don't know where they're at. And this one was on the more serious side. That's about all I got this week, Peter.
Yeah, Matt, this is Nick here. I was wondering, we had another shooting incident in Missoula. I know no charges have been filed on that incident quite yet, but I feel like we've had kind of a trend here with shootings lately in the past month or so. Could you talk a little bit about what your office is dealing with that?
Yeah, you bet. These are almost always tied to drugs or alcohol and sort of simmering issues amongst individuals. There are a few areas in town that seem to really attract this type of gun violence. It does seem that more and more people carry weapons on their persons. Not long ago, it was really frowned upon both in society and the law to be carrying guns while you're under the influence. For instance, our legislature just changed a rule a couple years ago that you can now carry guns in bars. We've seen a lot more firearms in bars and casinos when those were illegal just a few years ago. And so some of these instances are tied to firearms and alcohol that don't mix, and we take these extremely seriously. Sometimes it feels like people think guns are like in a movie or like you're a stormtrooper in Star Wars where you can just shoot at someone 100 times and no one gets hit. Unfortunately, in our business, that's not what we see. We see people get injured and killed all the time, and often the shooter ends up losing their liberty as well because they just hurt somebody real bad.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We appreciate it, and look forward to our next visit next week, sir.
Great. Thanks, Peter. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Matt Jennings, Missoula County Attorney. And when we come back from the break here in just a moment, we have a special guest in studio. Russ Cleveland is a Democrat candidate for Montana's Western District. He's going to be joining us, answering your phone calls at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-530.
Cold and flu.
Dennis Bragg with a very nice spring forecast as we head into the weekend. Mostly sunny Friday and much different than a week ago, with those afternoon highs reaching the low 70s. A little warmer in the mornings, too, with lows returning into the 40s, so more typical for this time of the year. Saturday will be partly sunny. We do have passing systems in Canada to the north and across the Great Basin in the south. That'll bring a few clouds into the mix Saturday night. But sun returns on Sunday, continues into Monday with highs in the mid to upper 70s.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back for this Friday, May the 1st edition. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, producing Talk Back, taking your phone calls this morning. Shifting gears now, talking about local politics. And Russ Cleveland is back with us. This is not your first rodeo with us. And so tell us again, for those who weren't here for your last visit, you're running for the Democratic candidate for the Montana Western District. So tell us about Russ.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. Third time's a charm being here. So go ahead. Nice to be back with you guys today. Yeah, my name is Russ Cleveland, everyone. Happy to be here with you. I'm running for U.S. House in Montana's Western Congressional District. Been running about a year now. Grew up in the Bitter Valley, Navy veteran, former small business owner, worked in finance also for about 10 years, and have a pretty personal healthcare story that inspired me to run and try and fix this broken healthcare system we have right now. So
if you wouldn't mind sharing about that, I think people would like to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So my oldest daughter, Madison, was diagnosed with leukemia back in 2020, and she fought a hard-fought battle, ended up passing away after about 8 months of that struggle at the age of 13.
Wow.
And we just saw the ugliest side of a broken healthcare system, bills of over $300,000 for a month of care after insurance, you know, accumulated over 8 months. That's a couple million dollars worth of treatment that should have been covered by insurance, and then, you know, seeing what that does to not just the patients, but doctors, practitioners, and the toll it takes on our medical system overall is pretty devastating. So
where would you start in a battle like that? I mean, obviously you're a grassroots guy. So what agency do you go after first, or do you go after the agency and just get people on your side?
Yeah, you know, the medical field, healthcare insurance, is now the largest lobbying group on Capitol Hill, and they're a powerful organization. We got Big Pharma that has a lot of money. They spend a lot of dollars on advertisement. They spend a lot of dollars in opposition of candidates like me, through organizations like, you know, one of the ones you just had on that do the bidding for a lot of these big companies, and their job is to try and keep legislators out who aren't going to support their agenda. And so where I would start would be building coalitions. It's not Democratic, Republican. It's about aligning with other folks who have the best interests of American healthcare in mind.
So do you have allies that are working with you? Obviously, you're not the lone ranger out there.
That's right.
There are others that believe the way you do. So how are you networking with them?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of allies at the state level, but what I've done is built a coalition of candidates coast to coast nationwide, about 160 of us in a group called Balance and Accountability, who are all running our own separate races, many independents, many Democrats, a few moderate conservatives that are looking to just reform many of these systems, corruption, health care, you know, some of the other federal programs supporting veterans through lifting up the VA and that sort of thing. And it's important, because if you don't walk into office on day one and have those coalitions in place, you're one of 435. And that's why we see nothing really ever get done, is you're kind of in idle mode for too long.
Well, I would imagine coming from the state of Montana, which is a small state population wise, just right around 1 million people. So you don't really have the gravitas of, say, an Ohio or a Kentucky or a Florida or whatever. And so if you win your race and you go to Congress, so obviously you've got some pretty big shoes to fill and a lot of people to convince.
Yeah, I think now's the time to lead differently. I think, you know, we have a lot of attacks on public lands, on our health care. We have, as was mentioned in the last segment, we have a growing national debt that's out of control. We're spending close to $2 billion a day in Iran. You know, we're spending over $200 billion a year on immigration control. We're spending lots and lots of money on these programs that really aren't benefiting American people, and some of the things that are hitting our pocketbooks hardest like healthcare, housing, childcare, some of those types of things.
What scares me the most, and I bring this up with almost every candidate who's running for a national office, and that is when you look at the overall national debt, which is right now hovering near $40 billion, or maybe it's trillion dollars, and you're thinking, what can we possibly do? I mean, aside from just scratching at it one bit at a time, what can we possibly do to bring that under control?
Yeah, you know, I was a Navy guy and big supporter of our Department of Defense, but, you know, we have a proposal on deck right now to grow that budget, defense budget, to $1.5 trillion. And at $1 trillion, we're already four times the next largest country. And so we really have to take a look in the mirror and say, hey, is this a necessity? I don't believe it is. So we have some expenses we have to reel in, but we also need to look at, you know, this is a simple business question. I worked in finance for a lot of years, and when you got more money going out than you've got money going in, you've got a spending problem. And we need more revenue coming in. We need to tax, you know, the top 86 corporations in this country paid $0 in tax this last year. And
just because they have good lawyers?
They have they have good lawyers, and they have the administration that they prefer to have in office that that favorably taxes them the way they want. And you and I are paying 20, 30, 40% in taxes, and the most affluent people in this country are paying an effective tax rate of 3.6%. And that's not right for the people that are busting their backs every day to keep this country moving.
So is that what lit up the light bulb inside of you, said, I've got to do something about this?
Yeah, my catalyst, my light bulb, if you will, was about a little over a year ago when DOGE was going through and making its cuts. One of the first cuts was to pediatric cancer research.
Hmm.
And having lost a daughter to cancer, there's a lot of things that we can reform and cut and trim and what have you. But medical research should not be one of them. I mean, we're infected with that here in Montana. The research lab down in Hamilton was bared the brunt of some of those cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just federal, it's local as well. And we should be investing in things that make us stronger, both as a country, but our health as well. And that's one of those areas I feel like we've really failed at.
You bet. Our guest here in the studio is Russ Cleveland. He's a Democratic candidate for the Montana Western District for Congress. And he is going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning taking your phone calls. You have a question or a comment, an encouragement, some ideas, whatever, give us a call at 721-1290. We're going to get Andy's call when we come right back from the break. And so stay with us. We'll be right back on Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number.
Well, we still got about 30 seconds
left. Yeah, please do.
Here. I was just going to mention that for those of you that are listening and you were only able to listen from 9 to 10, our show is podcasted. So if you want to catch the full 2 hours of the show and catch that 8 o'clock hour from 8 to 9, just go ahead and download our podcast anywhere where you get those and search KGVO and Talk Back together, and you can find that.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Talk Back. Back with more with Russ Cleveland when we come back from this quick timeout. Stay with us.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. That brief break in gas prices appear to be over for Montana drivers, with AAA reporting average fuel prices have jumped another 20 cents a gallon just this week. AAA reporting the average price for a gallon of regular crossed the $4 threshold the past couple of days, hitting $4.09 last night. That's up from $3.89 a week ago and $3.70 average a month ago. Last year on May 1st, we were paying $3.18 for that same gas. Prices in western Montana have seen an even sharper increase, up to $4.18 a gallon for regular from $3.93 at this point last week. The Great Falls average is also over $4 to $4.10 a gallon and $4.02 in Billings. Beaverhead, Ravalli, Granite, Mineral, and Lincoln counties are all in that $4.20 range. Powder River is at $4.22. Wheatland, Golden Valley, and Musselshell drivers are around $4.30 a gallon. Well, the most expensive gas in the state is still Petroleum County, now at $4.47. Tickets are set to go on sale this coming week for what will arguably be the biggest concert in western Montana this summer, with country superstars Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean coming to Washington Grizzly Stadium in August. Bryan has been a solid hit maker since his breakout All My Friends Say in 2007. He continues to record and has spent the past few seasons as a judge on American Idol. Al Dean had his first major hit chart success in 2005, acquiring his superstar status with a series of successful albums in the 2010s and his latest album release just this past week. Brian has played Montana several times, but this will be Aldean's first, coming after his under-the-radar stop in the Garden City as a civilian last summer. Preseason sales kick off Thursday on GrizzTix, with general ticket sales a week from today.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
When faced with complex challenges, there are people who come together to solve problems and transform lives. That's us. We are Rotary. We work with community partners to build green spaces for all to connect with nature and each other. We support local youth through mentorship and literacy programs. We're committed to causes that improve lives everywhere. Learn more at rotary.org/action.
When you get a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, things get real.
And nobody understands that better than the Parkinson's Foundation. We provide resources and support because there are things you can do to improve your quality of life. So, whether you're newly diagnosed, have been living with Parkinson's, or caring for a loved one,
find real answers at the Parkinson's Foundation.
Go to Parkinson.org or call our helpline at 1-800-4PD-INFO.
We are back. This is Talk Back for this Friday, May 1st. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Questions and taking your phone calls, producing Talk Back. Our guest here in the studio this morning is Russ Cleveland. He's a Democrat candidate for the Montana Western District in Congress, and this is big doings. It's good to have you here in the studio. Thank you. Yep. We've got folks waiting on the line to visit with you. Andy's up first. Andy, good morning. You're on with Russ Cleveland. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Russ, thanks for taking my call. I've got a question for you. Is it true that you have a, I've got a couple of questions, but is it true that you have a tattoo of the Bitterroot Mountains on your arm?
I do. These guys can see it right here in front of us.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, a lot of people have mom or their first girlfriend or their wife or something, but that really speaks volumes to me of your commitment to the Bitterroot Valley in Western Montana.
Yeah, you know, the Bitterroot Mountains can never leave me like an ex can, so I think we made it out okay. So.
I was wondering if you had heard about the report about Forever Chemicals that Montana DEQ did a couple of years ago, and we just found out that Gianforte had buried that report for over a year or so while indigenous people are eating these really... and sportsmen all over Montana are eating these very contaminated fish. Had you heard about that? Do you have anything to say about that?
I haven't seen that specific report, but it's been a big topic with, you know, the emergence of mining again and places like the Bitterroot with Sheep Creek and with data centers coming online and what they'll do to put anti-corrosion materials in their cooling systems and that kind of thing. I think Forever Chemicals are going to be one of those topics that we have to continue to look at because of that very thing. I mean, once they're there, they're hard, to, if not impossible, to get rid of, and it's going to impact us for generations.
I'm glad you mentioned the Sheep Creek mine. As an aside, there's supposed to be a meeting on Tuesday at the fairgrounds, Tuesday evening. I'm not sure of the time, but keep your eyes open for that, and maybe I'd see you there, Russ. Another question, you know, Ryan Zinke was able to get elected to this position because he decked a reporter, and I was wondering if you're going to be willing to deck a reporter to get this this office.
That's a great question. You know, I'll try and avoid that conflict if I can. Maybe I'll arm wrestle Nick or Peter in here today instead. But
no contest.
That Sheep Creek mine meeting you mentioned is Tuesday at 4 p.m. at the fairgrounds down there in Hamilton. So if you're down there, I definitely recommend the public go attend and listen in on the second iteration of that.
All right, Russ, I'll look forward to seeing you there. Thanks very much.
Thanks for the call. Let's try to get one more call in before we have a break, and it's Harry. Harry, good morning. You're on with Russ Cleveland. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Russ. Just a quick note to you, Peter. That music is, that's on hold music. That's terrible. But anyway.
hold on to tell you, Harry, we are going to have actual music very shortly. We're working on it.
Yeah, okay, and to Russ, to Russ, my condolences. I can't think of nothing worse than losing a child. That's horrible. But when you go, if you get back to the Washington, something I've asked. I don't know if I talked to you before about it, but Social Security. I mean, the Republicans always want to say, well, you know, because there's two ways to fix it, or a combination of, you know, bringing in more money or capping spending or lower spending. And Republicans don't like raising taxes, won't say it, and they won't say means test, so they just say, well, we'll look at it, we'll, you know, discuss it. How do you figure on fixing it? And also, talking about military spending, they never want to say, well, we got to, you know, there's fraud and waste and abuse. That's another thing the Republicans always say about Social Security, which isn't enough, but they never want to say that when they come to military spending. And they did a audit, the Army, this was years ago, that they, in 10-year audit, they couldn't, there's like $6 trillion they couldn't account for. And it came and went, and nobody ever really talked about it. So how do you figure on maybe making the military more, open to understanding how they spend their money?
All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah, great questions all around. So I'll start with the military question. The Pentagon hasn't passed an audit in 8 years, and so I think there needs to be some accountability there. You cannot continue to operate that way. In any other business, you would be shut down if you behaved that way. And so it's as simple as accountability, saying, hey, look, if you can't track the money and prove that you've got accountability for it, then you don't get the budget back the next year. That would shape things up pretty quickly, I have a feeling. The second is we need to remove the cap off of Social Security. We have not raised Social Security input with inflation for over 40 years. And so if we want to keep Social Security solvent, then we need to raise the cap off of that so there's an equal contribution to that. If we do not do that, by 2032, we'll see a 17% reduction in Social Security benefits across the board. And we don't have to look very far in Montana to see how many people that would impact here for our retirement population. So it's fixes like that. As far as taxation goes, the type of tax increases I'm talking about will not impact anybody in this state unless you're living inside the Yellowstone Club in Big Sky. It's not, don't let them fearmonger and tell you that they're going to raise taxes. It's quite the opposite. We need to ease taxation on our middle and working class and start holding our ultra wealthy accountable to balance the scales a little bit.
All right. Our guest here in the studio this morning is Russ Cleveland. He's a Democratic candidate for the Montana Western District for Congress. 721-1290 is our number, and we would love to hear from you. He'll be here with us all the way till 10 o'clock this morning. So we're going to come right back after a brief timeout. And if you have a question for Russ, just pick up the phone and we'll be happy to put you in touch with him in the next segment at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And this is the Friday, May 1st edition of Talk Back.
There's an old saying, the only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing. But when it comes to COPD, knowing the signs can mean the difference between life and death. COPD is a chronic lung disease that may be caused by genetics, frequent lung infections, or irritants like smoke, fumes, dust, or chemicals. The most common cause of COPD is cigarette smoke, but anyone can get COPD. Despite being the third leading cause of death worldwide, millions of people have COPD symptoms but still go undiagnosed. Wisdom might come with aging, but symptoms like shortness of breath, tightness in your chest, coughing, and wheezing shouldn't. If you find yourself struggling to keep up with other people your age, or if you get short of breath walking up the stairs, it's time to talk to your doctor. COPD does not yet have a cure, but it is treatable. Early diagnosis and proper care can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, visit copdfoundation.org.
You know a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource.
We have each other.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org today to learn more.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is the number. Peter Christian here. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Our guest in the studio is Russ Cleveland, Democratic candidate for Congress in the Western District. And let's get Arnie from Boyd, Montana. Arnie, good morning and welcome to Talk Back, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys. And just like to say first, sorry about Russ losing his daughter. My mom said, when my brother died before she did, that's the first worst thing that she ever happened to her, but that's a sad deal. Anyway, so I wanted to bring up, he's going about insurance. The Democrats put in Obamacare, which cost us billions and now trillions of dollars on stuff, and it didn't do nothing but help the insurance company. So he's got to remember that. And then you got to think about all the fraud that the Democrats are doing in Minnesota, New York, and California, billions and billions, if not in the trillions, of what they did there. And then all the fraud that they did, the Democrats did when Joe Biden brought in all them illegals and gave them all phones, credit cards, and hotel rooms. So he's got to look at both sides, but he's pointing the finger at one side. And you can tell me how you are in the middle of the road, but you're talk and don't show it.
Well, let's let him answer your questions. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Look, I don't disagree with you. I think there's a lack of accountability at the federal level on both sides of the party. I'm running as an independent Democrat, and what that basically means is I'm not beholden to this Democratic Party at the national level. I think it's important that we take a step back and peel the curtain back and say, hey, where is this fraud happening, and start holding folks accountable on both sides, whether it's financially, whether it's corruption, whether it's abuse or any of these other things. And I'm a big supporter of that. But I will tell you, I didn't just jump in assuming that a universal health care or Medicare for all plan would be the best option. What I did is put together focus groups of different medical professionals across the state, in Bozeman and Missoula, even over in Seattle and some of the specialist areas. And really took a look at where are the pinch points at. And what we've seen is the biggest issue is we have big corporations like United Healthcare and Cigna that are a for-profit company profiting off of your well-being or your lack thereof. And so what I'm talking about is reeling that in. And a Medicare for all system would cost the consumer, you and I, 40% less than private insurance, using the same doctors, the same facilities, and having equal quality of health care. And so anything outside of that you're hearing is the propaganda being driven by this machine of advertisement driven by the healthcare industry, because they have billions of dollars to spend on it. And so we have to take a step back and say, hey, this is not a partisan issue. Everybody needs health care at some point in their lifetime. And what we cannot allow is this jump from $300 or $400 a month to, I've talked to folks in every corner of Montana that are paying $2,500, $3,000 a month now for the same plan, and you just cannot afford that. I mean, people don't make that kind of money in this state. And so I agree with you. We have to take a hard look, reel in that fraud and abuse, but also we have to really start taking a look at how we can best take care of Montanans again.
Do we have time to take one? Let's take another
call.
This is Perry from Columbus. Perry, good morning. You're on with Russ Cleveland. Go ahead.
Good morning. Just wanted to say, first off, this your previous gentleman basically stole my my question and statement, but I am truly sorry that you lost your little girl to leukemia. I can't think of anything. I have no point of reference. It's very hard to even imagine such a thing. But it is not a reason to seek office in a congressional district without focusing on the needs of the nation instead of the many, instead of the few. All I can say to this, in addition, is that you mentioned that we have, I heard one part of your speech that we had a spending problem. Boy, that is certainly true. But we don't, it's not about not enough taxes. And you keep talking about collecting more taxes. We need to keep working on alleviating all of the fraud everywhere it exists. You shouldn't be criticizing Doge when that's what they were trying to do. Donald Trump, you know, there are certain things, Iran being nuclear armed, that we cannot tolerate. And some extra spending in the military is just one of those things that needs to we have to facilitate stopping them. So your judgment about big picture items, I think I would hope that you would reconsider some of your priorities, because we just don't. I guess the question is, are you willing to reconsider things in a big picture frame instead of this tightly wound focus on healthcare?
We are coming up against a commercial break here, and I want to give do we have time to take that? Yeah, let's.
No. We got a commercial in 10 seconds.
You bet. So. 10 seconds. We're going to ride back, and Russ will handle that question when we come back after the break. Stay with us.
Lucky Diamond Casino.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christians, and taking your phone calls. Russ Cleveland here in the studio this morning. Democratic candidate for Congress in the Western District. And is there anything you want to say before we take another call?
Perry's question. Let me
answer that question. Yeah, I think I think it's important for us to take a step back and say, hey, he mentioned the needs of the many over the few, and that's exactly what this is all about. I think what we're seeing is favoritism to the ultra wealthy, and we like to be distracted on focusing on this battle of left versus right, Democrat versus Republican, and what I've seen in traveling around Montana for over a year is that is not the case here. Most of us believe in the same things. We want to live a good life and live a life of prosperity, but what we see is this is a battle of top versus bottom. And so all I'm talking about is accountability, whether it's on the fraud level or whether it's on equal taxation, to where we're not favoring the ultra wealthy, allowing them to get richer and richer as this wealth disparity grows between the upper class and the middle class and the lower class. So we can do it. It's just about fairness and equity.
Okay, let's get Sue on the line. Sue, good morning. You're on Talk Back with Russ Cleveland. Go ahead, please.
For me?
Yes, Sue, please go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Well, hello, Rush. Let me tell you, I am not a wealthy person. I'm a retired teacher, so you know. But I want to know why you think it is the wealthy people's responsibility to pay more taxes. And if we had a flat tax, it's like 10% or whatever, whatever they put, everybody would be paying their, quote, fair share.
Yep.
I mean, look what's happening in New York and California. The people that are the tax base, the rich people, they're leaving because it's really not right. It's not fair. How do you know? They've probably worked their tails off to get where they are. I don't think that they owe any more than anybody else should pay. I mean, why do they think, oh, they're rich, they should pay more?
No, I appreciate
the
question.
Thanks
for the call.
First of all, I want to say thanks for your career in teaching and education. That's a big passion of mine as well, and it's a hard career to get by on anymore. So, and great question. I think that what I hope people realize is what I'm saying is it's the opposite right now. We have an effective tax rate on our wealthy class of 3 to 4%. I've never paid 3 or 4% in taxes. I don't know if you have. So, you know, we can't afford everybody to go down to 3 or 4%. And so what I'm saying is those folks should be held accountable to pay their fair share, exactly what you are saying. And so it's about closing loopholes. And those are the type of loopholes that have allowed people like Elon Musk to borrow through stepped up basis hundreds of billions of dollars off of one company in assets, in cash, not pay a single penalty or taxation on that, and buy an entire different corporation, doubling his wealth overnight, while you and I are trying to figure out how we're going to pay our property tax and income tax. And so that is what is causing this issue in this country is we have a lack of equal share being played out on the taxation schedule. So okay. We got to close that gap.
You bet. Let's get Dave up next. Dave, good morning. You're on with Russ Cleveland. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to talk about healthcare for a moment here. From my numbers, from what I've read, seven top healthcare providers, insurance companies, make $71.3 billion in taxes. Now, that's or in profit, excuse me. That is money the stockholders make. It isn't money going to healthcare. It is strictly money going to wealthy people off our healthcare program. And to say that Obamacare is blamed for everything, I think, is exaggeration, because we've had this problem before Obamacare. And as far as living longer, Americans pay way more percentage-wise in health care than any other country in the world, and we don't live longer. Canadians live longer. British people live longer. We're not getting bang for our buck for when it comes to health care costs.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Yeah, fantastic point. We saw that firsthand, not once but twice. My oldest daughter passed. We moved home to Montana to be close to family, and we weren't even home a year and a half, and my youngest daughter was diagnosed with a condition called pulmonary capillaritis, a rare lung condition. Only two kids in Montana have it. And basically, your lungs slowly bleed out, and there's only one medication that can fix it. And any guesses on whether that medication was covered by insurance or not? No, it was not. And it's $10,000 a dose for a medication that costs $200 to $300 to manufacture. That is corporate greed. That is pharmaceutical markup. That is the exact thing that I'm running against. And so when I'm out here running as a Democrat, that is what I'm running against. I'm not running against the idea of being able to live a simple life here in Montana and pay less taxes as a working class individual. I'm running against this Wall Street company that should be taking care of people's well-being, taking care of some family in a hospital room right now where there's another little girl fighting for her life and their family's trying to figure out how to pay for it, and companies like United Healthcare and Cigna are denying them on a daily basis. That should not happen in this country, and that's what I'm fighting against.
All right. Let's get another call in. This is Skip. Skip, good morning. You're on with Russ Cleveland. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Peter. And Russ, I'm a Republican, but I wanted to tell you that I I went to the talk that four of you had at the barn on the Hollow or east of Stevensville. And I actually, and you and I talked for just a few minutes at the end. And I also talked to the other three candidates.
You got a minute, Skip.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Okay. Thank you. Meanwhile, I wanted to say this event that's coming up on Tuesday at the fairgrounds that a caller mentioned, please be at that. It's going to be an event that should be a unity type of an event, a learning curve as to what's going on in Ravalli County and a lot of our problems going on with our National Forest Service and what's happening with the mine and things like that. So please be there. And I want to ask you, what happens in a four-way race if and how is that handled if there's plurality instead of a clear winner of 50% or more in Montana in your Democrat primary?
All right. Thank you for the call. We're 10 seconds away from a hard break, so we'll have you answer those questions when we come back, Russ. Russ Cleveland joining us here in studio. We'll be back after this quick timeout here on TalkBack. Hey, here's a question for you.
My name is Emma. After a car accident left me paralyzed, Canine Companions teamed me up with my service dog, Marcia. For 50 years, Canine Companions has been teaming dogs together with those who need them the most. Visit canine.org to change lives.
All right, welcome back to Talk Back. Again, Russ Cleveland with us, Democratic candidate for Congress in the Western District. This is our final segment, so we've got lots of folks waiting on the line here. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. Russ, you're going
to
answer a question.
Just responding to that last question.
Please do.
Thanks for bringing up the Sheep Creek Mine. It is an opportunity to bring people together. I think we saw that in the last meeting. Both parties coming together in opposition of the mine and wanted more details. So hopefully there's more clarity there. And in a four-way race like this, with your support, it'll be a clear winner, so we won't have to worry about it being close. So just vote for Russ Cleveland on June 2nd, and there won't be an issue with that. So.
Sounds good. All right, Al is on the line. Al, good morning. You're on with Russ Cleveland. Go ahead, please.
Yes, my question comes from an article that was in the Missoulian about 2 months ago. I'm looking at it here. It's Saturday, March 7th, page A2. And the headlines on the article, it says, Bodner reports fundraising haul. My question is the second to the last paragraph, and let me read part of it to you. Bodner was thrust into the political limelight in January after a text message from former U.S. Senator John Tester started to circulate that called the Democratic Party poison. Let me repeat that. John Tester had an article that called the Democratic Party poison. I would like to know your thoughts on what our former Senator John Tester said about the Democratic Party.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, that was kind of a shock.
Yeah, I think it caught us all by surprise. But, you know, look, John Tester served this state for a very long time and I think in a very unique way that I appreciate. I mean, I'm a veteran, and he fought for veterans' rights. That he got burn pits added to the VA schedule. He did a lot of great things for the state. So I think he probably has some inside information on what was happening behind closed doors that led him to believe that. But in my discussions with Democrats all over that have been in this, really the root of a lot of this issue is the consultant industrial complex that is feeding some of these issues, money and politics. Backdoor deals, DC insiders trying to decide what's best for Montanans. And so the reason that I ran my campaign the way I did, I'm individual contributions only. I'm not taking any PAC money. I don't have any consultants from DC. I have Montanans only on my campaign team. There's an opportunity here to change the way this looks. And that is why I'm running as an independent Democrat. I don't need somebody in DC that's never even been to Montana telling me what Montanans need. So I think he's probably on the mark in some ways. We need to redefine what the Democratic brand looks like and get it back to being all about the working class again.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have just enough time. We have about 2.5 minutes here, and we always want to dedicate that last few minutes to you to let folks know why they should vote for Russ Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, I got into this race because what I felt was that we don't have somebody that's actually asking questions and listening to Montanans. They're listening to the wealthiest donors and special interests in D.C. And those same folks that have been representing us for some time here in Montana, they don't show up for town halls. They're not coming to meet with Montanans. They're not even answering phone calls or emails themselves. Many of them are AI-generated responses. And that's lack of accountability. It's lack of representation. And so I think we have a real opportunity to take that back and say, hey, look, we're not going to agree on 100% of things. I don't even agree with 100% of things I'm with my own family, with my own wife. And I'm sure you guys out there don't either. That's not what this is all about. It's about figuring out how to be civil with one another and problem solving together. So my campaign's all about problem solving. It's all about solutions, not slander. And to me, it starts with tackling this corruption issue and getting money out of politics. And once we do that, we can start really addressing some of the other issues like healthcare and housing and childcare and supporting small business and veterans again. And that's what I'm focused on.
If and when you're elected, how would you do that in the last minute or so we have? How would you accomplish that?
Accomplish which part?
Just bringing down the whole you know, greed issue, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, that coalition I talked about earlier is going to be key to that. There's, like I said, 160 candidates running nationwide that have pledged that unity together to start tackling things like banning stock trading in Congress, getting a moratorium in place between lobbying and public service so that we don't have this revolving door of lobbyists to public servants. And really just restoring integrity again in Washington, D.C. And then on the backside of it is just actually showing up. My calendar and agenda will be available to the public. You can see who I'm meeting with on every day at any time and when I'll be back here in Montana.
How do we contact you to donate, that sort of thing?
Yeah, please go to russellcleveland.org. That's R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Cleveland like the city, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D.org. My email's on there. My socials are on there. My platform is on there. You can donate there. You can volunteer there. We're out knocking doors, talking to people, and have an event calendar there. You can see where I'm at any time as well. So I look forward to seeing you all out there. And please, primary ballots drop in about a week and a half. So if you are a mail-in ballot person, please take a hard look at that ballot. If you're a Democratic voter out there, this is not the year to vote defensively on a Republican ballot. This is a year to vote straight up on the Democratic ballot and choose your best candidate for Montana so that we can represent come November.
Russ Cleveland, thank you. Appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate seeing you again.
You bet. Okay, Mr. Nick, as we look forward to Monday's show, what's coming up, sir?
From 8 to 9, we'll talk with the Institute for Biblical Authority. Dr. Kevin Horton will be with us, William Federer as well. And then from 9 to 10, it'll be Rob Nadelson. He's a senior fellow in constitutional jurisprudence. So we'll talk with both of them.
Wow, it's going to be a very interesting show on Monday. Yes, indeed. And, of course, your phone call is most welcome. And, of course, Rob Nadelson is one of the original hosts and a guest on Talkback.